When I was about 10 years old, my father taught me how to make bread. I had thought before that day that bread was something complicated, something only adults could do, with special equipment, in a clean kitchen, after long preparation. I now know that this is mostly wrong. Bread is one of the simplest things human beings have ever made. It is, in fact, four ingredients and a hot pan, and you can do the whole thing in less than an hour. I want to write the recipe down, because I think more people should know it. I will also write a few small things I have learned from making it many times. You will need about 2 cups of flour, any kind. Wheat is most common, but corn, chickpea, or any other flour will work, depending on what you have. About 3/4 of a cup of warm water, 1/2 teaspoon of salt, and a small amount of oil for cooking. The exact amounts do not matter very much. Bread, like a lot of old food, is patient. Put the flour and the salt into a bowl and mix them with your hand. Add the water slowly, mixing as you go. The dough should come together into a soft ball, not too dry, not too wet. If it sticks badly to your hand, add a little more flour. If it falls apart, add a little more water. You will know what is right when you feel it. Once the dough has come together, knead it for about 3 minutes. To knead, push the dough away from you with the heel of your hand, then fold it back over itself, then turn it slightly and push again. This takes a little practice. The first time you do it, you will probably do it badly. The bread will still be fine. When the dough is smooth, cover it with a clean cloth and leave it for 15 minutes. The dough is resting. While it rests, you can clean the bowl, drink something, or just sit. This is part of the recipe, even though nothing is happening. Cut the dough into about 6 small balls. With a flat hand or a rolling pin, press each one into a thin, round shape, about as wide as your hand. Heat a pan on the stove until it is hot. Add a tiny amount of oil. Cook each flatbread for 1 or 2 minutes on each side until you see small brown spots. Stack them on a plate and cover them with a cloth so they stay soft. Eat them with anything. Bread, as people across the world have known for thousands of years, goes with almost everything. Here is the small thing I have learned, having made this bread now many hundreds of times. The first few times I followed the recipe carefully, weighing ingredients and counting minutes. I now don't measure anything, and the bread is better. This is, I think, what happens with hand skills. They are not really in the recipe. They are in the hands of the person making it. The recipe is just where you start. If your grandparents made bread, ask them to show you. Their hands, even if they don't write anything down, know things that no recipe can teach you.